Gareth, a diet-related question for you.
Is it true that a protein-rich diet can help you feel more full?
So should I be front-loading my day with a protein-rich breakfast in order to defer hunger pangs at around 11 o'clock?
There is medical evidence that shows that a higher protein diet will make you feel fuller for longer. That's been done in a meta-analysis, so that's a study of lots of different studies to be able to tell us if that's the case. And that was based on looking at what people ate, and then they scored their fullness in these various studies. And so that's been shown to, yes, it does make you feel fuller longer. But the more interesting question is actually, why does it make you feel fuller longer rather than the, does it or does it not? Because actually anybody who's a regular bodybuilder would answer that question of, yeah, of course it does, because that's what I do for my diet. But there is some science behind this. So first of all, just to think about how protein digests, because proteins are complex molecules made up of lots of amino acids. And as you break them down, they become polypeptides, which are slightly longer chains of amino acids, and peptides, which is two or more amino acids. And then you have amino acids on their own. And they're basically the building blocks of life. So we have to eat protein because that's what most of our cells
are. It's what we're made of, isn't it?
It's what we're made of, exactly. We eat protein in the form of meat, eggs, for example, and our body starts to break it down in the stomach with enzymes until it gets to its most simple form. And then it goes into this circulation through the wall of the bowel up into the liver called the portal circulation. Now, the portal vein is a really important blood vessel. It carries basically all of the stuff that goes into our mouths into our circulation via the liver, which is like a big factory in the body. It does lots of stuff. It seems that along the portal vein, there is a type of receptor, which is like a little sort of plug socket, if you like, which seems to be activated to say, I feel full, I'm satiated. And it seems that that might be the mu opioid receptor within the portal vein, for those of you that are a bit more interested in it. It seems that by protein binding on those receptors, you get an effect where the brain goes, oh, okay, I'm now fuller. So it seems to be something going on in the portal bloodstream as opposed to something going on in the GI tract, which is actually really interesting.
So would the ideal breakfast then be something like egg? Because people always used to say, go to work on an egg. That's got a lot of protein in it. So
it
would
does.
That be a good choice to have then?
Well, based on the stuff that, you know, on the fact that we know that protein makes you feel fuller longer, it should keep you locked up till lunch, if you like, better than Shreddies, which is a carbohydrate breakfast.
Yeah, so what effect does that have? If you have a cereal-rich, very carbohydrate-rich breakfast, often people add a bit of supplementary sugar as well to that. Does that end up sort of leaving you with a rebound hunger pang later?
Yeah,
likely?
And they pour fat over the top as well, don't they, in the form of milk. So.
Well, there is that. And then there's the whole kind of fruit juice that goes with it, big dose of sugar with that too. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Is there an impact of that?
Yeah, so carbohydrates are definitely processed much quicker. And carbohydrate diets, you do feel fuller for less time compared to protein. So if you wanted to stay fine till lunch, then I would have thought an egg is a reasonable thing to eat
so
for breakfast.
Omelette, scrambled egg and boiled egg.
And bacon.
There you go. I'm doing my bit for the egg industry with a bit of bacon on the side. There you go. That's Gareth's prescription for as a gastroenterologist
for